This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, the 7th of January. Hi, this is the DJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? You know, tomorrow is Elvis's birthday. You got to remember that, right? Everybody needs, that's one of the hallmarks. Does anybody not know
who
Elvis is?
How old would he have been?
Elvis, would he be 78, if I'm not mistaken, 78, 79, somewhere in there. Can you imagine an Elvis at 78? Or 79, there's something that'll blow your mind. Speaking of that, we're here to do just that, exercise your mind on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here.
FYI.
He's 85?
I was going to say, I would have guessed he would be older than John Lennon,
really?
Right? Because Lennon would have been 80 this year.
Yeah.
And I guess just in my mind, Elvis.
Maybe he's just been 79 in my mind for the past 7 years, Jennifer.
How old was he when he died?
42.
His 40s, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Yep, and he was on the crapper, and he had a heart attack because he was so hooked on drugs, uppers and downers and stuff, and just exploded his heart.
I still think it's bizarre that Bruce Jenner's ex-wife, the mother of Brody and Brandon Jenner, was his girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like a weird Hollywood twist? It's very odd.
A lot of connections like that.
Yeah, a lot.
All right, speaking of weird twists, the rioters that stormed the halls of Congress yesterday to block Joe Biden's certification, the news stations, I was listening to the Boston news station, the news talk stations that sprang into action. There was a lot of activity. My friend Chad Benson was on his program. He usually does after in real time, after we do this program in real time in the morning, and then he went on the air live. I think a lot of radio hosts stayed on. And we're on longer than normal. Jennifer, what did you do? Well, it hadn't started when you were done in L.A.
Yeah, I was already done and gone by the time it broke out.
Yeah, right. Speaking of breaking into, in Los Angeles, Dr. Dre's home was the target of a burglary ring. He had a brain aneurysm?
This is such a typical thing. They realize that someone's gone. They used to do this to the Dodger players all the time. When Dodgers would be playing, there would be these break-ins at their homes in Southern California. Now your Dr. Dre has an aneurysm, and someone decides it's a great time to go rob him. It's so gross. People are so gross.
Yep. All right, speaking of gross people, there were gross people in Washington. The news media wanted us to believe that it was a complete mob. It was not. There were people who were there that was civil. They were protesting because they want the world to know that they aren't satisfied with the system. Those people did not descend into chaotic behavior. There were some who did. And so, but at the end of the day, the Electoral College certified that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. The Democrat victory in Georgia means McConnell is out. I thought he'd been there longer than 6 years. For some reason, it seemed like he'd been there.
Schumer, they always bounce back and forth. I mean, Schumer and McConnell have been like the dynamic duo for a long time. It just depends on the balance of power.
So then it is Schumer who will be the, he's going to.
And McConnell will still be the leader, Senate. The minority leader, right?
Yeah.
And the only reason that they really call Chuck Schumer the majority leader now, I don't even know if they will. Because there is the only majority comes from the vice president. It's a 50-50 split. So everybody says, oh, Democrats won control. Well, it's a 50-50 split, but on tiebreakers where it needs to come into play if they don't have, if they don't have a clear winner, that's when the vice president, that's when Kamala Harris would come in and do the deciding vote, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't even know how that works. I don't know if that even classifies Schumer as the majority leader. I'm really not sure about that.
That's
but I do know
question, isn't it, huh?
that this happened in the Bush and Gore election in 2000. There was a split 50-50 Senate. And so what they did at that time, because there was a little bit of decorum at that point, is that they divided up the committee assignments. Because really what matters is not necessarily the 50-50 split. It's about who has control to do investigations and such on committees and who has committee leadership. And so when that always belongs to the majority party. But what's going to happen. So what they did before was they just came to an agreement that they would divide up the assignments and it would be half Republicans, half Democrats on each committee. I don't know if that's what they're going to do this time around. I don't even think that they know.
What kind of good would that do, and what kind of problems would that cause?
Well, actually, I don't hate it. I don't hate the idea of the 50-50 split, but I just don't have the confidence that that's where we're going to go this time around, because I believe that there is so much hatred and division that I don't know if it's possible. But
well, time for that to get buried. You're not going to move ahead.
The only reason that switched under Bush. The only reason that switched under Bush and when the Bush and Gore thing happened is because there was one Republican who was getting the heck courted out of him by Democrats. And so months after the 50-50 split, he actually ended up jumping to the Democrat side. So they had then a one-person majority. So keep an eye on. I mean, one of the things that gets buried in all of this chaos that happened, watch Joe Manchin, watch Susan Collins, watch Lisa Murkowski. Those are now the three most powerful people in Washington, D.C., because they are the ones who are always going to be boiling down to become tiebreakers, and it's going to matter even more than it used to. So
I think those three are already drunk on power.
Yeah, they are. So tell me about Mike Pence, who basically just ignored Trump and said, because Trump wanted to reject the electoral vote, Pence said no to that, and
well,
so one wonders about.
Well, it's constitutional, and what Trump wanted him to do was unconstitutional. So
well,
they swear to an oath.
There's two. Okay, so everybody's job who runs for elected office is to uphold the Constitution, and quite frankly, there are two really good, compelling arguments that yes, it is in the hands of Congress to transmit things that are fraudulent or that to stop things that are fraudulent from happening, and some would say that it's their constitutional duty to do that. There's another compelling argument that says that it is not Congress's job, it's not the Vice President's job to have this power. So really, it depends on your ideology and your philosophy.
Under that philosophy, who does?
And so this is what would have happened, I think, is that Pence, if he had gone in the other direction, it would have been challenged, and the Supreme Court would have had to decide how to apply the Constitution properly. Because there are two compelling, well-thought-out arguments made
like they did with Gore and Bush.
Correct. So that's the precedence that President Trump was actually pushing Mike Pence to. He didn't want to do that. Look, Mike Pence is not the one to rock the boat on stuff like this. So
is he the leader of the Republican Party now? Is Mike Pence the leader of the Republican? Is he the next presidential candidate?
I don't think so. Well, I think he might, but I don't know that he will in 2024. I think people speculate. I think more likely you're going to look at Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Nikki Haley. I think those are probably the people that you're going to look at for 2024. As far as leadership goes, your Republican leaders in the party holding elected office would be Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, because they're the leaders of the parties in the House and the Senate. Look, I don't know what the Trump power is going to be after he leaves. He had an opportunity before the protest yesterday to still be very powerful within the Republican Party. And I don't know if it was him that screwed himself or the people who did it that screwed him. I don't know. But we'll see how things play out, because there's an opportunity for him, or there was at least, to still be able to have power and clout. And I don't think that goes away overnight. Because there are a lot of people that feel like he fought for them when no one else would.
All right. So why did Twitter lock him out of his account? Trump was
because
locked out of his
Twitter.
Because
that's ridiculous.
Well, social media sites did. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
It's because this is a joint. Look, the people who are saying they're appalled by this are actually secretly gleeful, because they think this is what's going to remove Trump from ever being able to speak again. And so even though Trump released a video that he was being... Well, it's true. And even though President Trump was being told...
No, I'm saying it's silly if you think he's going away quietly.
Well, that's what... That's what everybody who's acting appalled about these things yesterday, I think most people, I'm not saying all, because I actually am truly appalled for, I think, the right reasons, and I'm sure there are a lot of other people who are rightly appalled. But I think there are a lot of people who look at this as what they've been waiting for. I mean, there has been a concerted effort to bring this guy down for 4 years. There's no arguing that. And so this puts the nail in his coffin. And so I think for a lot of people, this was like the moment where they were actually secretly going, oh, finally he's gone. And so Twitter and Facebook, even though there was nothing fraudulent that he tweeted out yesterday, he actually said, go home, be peaceful and go home. Twitter and Facebook still took him down. So
we love you. You're special people. We love you. Yeah.
Well, the people who were standing out there peacefully who got totally screwed yesterday, they do need to feel like they were loved. Because
There were hundreds, I agree, and
you know what? I've called for this from every elected official when protests would turn violent. And it's the same thing that should have happened during the summer. It's the same thing that President Trump should have said yesterday. But
so have you got any congressmen
that there
on
are
your morning program? Look,
yeah,
the LA.
Yeah, Mike Garcia on today. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. He's supposed
what
to
do you
text
think?
Me today.
What do you think he's going to
say? Well, I texted with him yesterday. He said it was really scary because they locked him down really fast. He said more than even what was happening there, it was scary the reaction and how they had to. I mean, he's pretty new. He got sworn into office last March because it was a special election.
Yeah.
So this was the first time he had been through anything like that or any drill. So he was pretty freaked out.
All right, so Merrick Garland, I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, when did I hear that? Where did that name come
remember
from?
Him?
I remember that name. Yeah, exactly. He was Obama's pick to be on the Supreme Court, didn't make it through, but
no,
now
no,
he's going
no.
to
be. He didn't make it through. They never, Mitch McConnell refused
never
to put, allow
yeah, right.
never to even, yeah.
He never
he
had
was
a
actually, he, yeah, he never had a hearing. He actually was a very popular bipartisan pick. Mm. So I think that this is a great move to have him be the Attorney General.
All right, so he's the Attorney General. Let's see who else is being nominated. Lisa Monaco, I don't remember that name, is Homeland Security person. Kristen Clark, I do know that name, and I'm trying to remember why I remember her name. Anybody remember
Mm-mm.
what her deal was? She's going to be Deputy Attorney General. Yeah. Vanita Gupta, related to the doctor? Yes, no?
I doubt it, because Gupta is a very popular name, so I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like Chopra.
Oh, like Keelan?
No, but okay.
All right. So there it is, the touch. I don't know. It's interesting. Sarah Palin said this could be a time for another healthy, peaceful uprising in terms of creating a third party. I think a third party is going to come out of all of this.
I would have told you yesterday, no way. But today, absolutely.
Yeah, no. But it would be interesting to see, Jennifer, which direction it goes in, whether it's the AOC bunch that creates a third party or whether it's the Trumpsters who create
a third
party.
I think immediately it is going to be a MAGA movement that is going to create a party because I think the Republican is just, it's a lot of mess right now. And that's funny because the party was together yesterday, but I think it literally.
That'll ensure the Democrats stand party.
Whatever happened to the Tea Party? Do they still
the
exist?
Tea Party, not really, no.
Sean Hannity ruined the Tea Party.
The Tea Party, I mean, it's more of an ideology, but it's not really a group anymore, I think.
No. Right, but you just never
hear about
it. It's a good
movement. I was
anymore.
A member of it. I thought the ideas they put forth were great. And then they got kind of, I mean, as much as I like Sean, I think his position and the way it sort of got melted down kind of ruined the impact of what it really was all about. But I thought the Tea Party had great ideas. I'm all for fiscal restraint, and that's really what it started. That's what it was all about, frankly, when it got started. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and Jay here on the DJV program with a focus on your nose, baby. How's your nose? Acting well today as an air filter or not? Is it plugged? Getting a lot of garbage up your nose? I know it doesn't sound too pleasant, but it's time for you to flush that stuff out because it can be dangerous. All those allergens, the germs, the viruses that get up into your mucus, and when it, you know, this time of year, all the houses are in the northern climes anyway, closed. Windows are closed, so you're breathing in that air that's recirculating. It's dry, and it makes your nose dry and your throat dry. Let's get some relief from that by going to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. That's all you have to do, Navage.com, and see how this, I mean, it's a common goal for all of us to be healthy. We don't want to spread things around. You know how easy it is to spread the common cold. And other things like that. And there are a lot of people who are saying not much difference between the cold and the virus, and they may be onto something. But at any rate, for now, let's get at it. Navage will ship very quickly, so you'll have the use of this in a couple of days. Get it at Navage.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Thursday, the 7th of January is upon us. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay. So let's get to the latest. We're getting more and more action. And that's really kind of what we expected. That's why I wanted Jay to be here to do social media, because we want a lot more interaction from those of you who have thoughts, and we want to share your thoughts. So the how-to. I always love those how-to questions. How do you do what you do to me? Or whatever. So what are we asking here, Jay?
Well, with, you know, everything that we're seeing in the news, how do you take time to find relief from it? You know, what do you go do? Work out, tend to a garden. Holly Pittman says spending time with friends. And while Holly doesn't watch too much TV, Holly does binge on some of the old programs like Andy Griffith Show, Mama's wow. Family. Mm-hmm. Andy Griffith Show, that's some good, clean fun.
For the moldy oldies. Yeah, right.
Michael Selby says work on classic cars and Jeeps, no TV, and the only news updates that Michael gets is from right here on the DJV show.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
How about that as a discovery? That's pretty interesting.
And all right. I like this one, Johnny Powell, drink a lot of coffee and worry about only the things that I can control.
Hey, well, worry. That's a good one.
Yeah, amen.
Worry, all worry is a prayer for what you don't want. So it's one of those habits that takes some work to get out of, but it's really very unproductive. It's one of the most unproductive ways to use your mind that there is. More comments coming up right away here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
right, 25 after the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria and Jay and Doug. You know, I was thinking about the situation in Louisville and whether or not this requires or it sort of begs for some consideration, some thoughts from people on our social media. You know, the police there fired the detectives that were involved in the shooting of Breonna Taylor. And I wonder if people think that was the right thing to do. I certainly do. And
yeah,
probably
but they should
everybody
be charged. It's yeah. One thing to fire them, but, you know, it's the thing that really, I think part of the story that a lot of people maybe, and we've had, obviously, we've had so much going on, but I don't think it's going to be helpful to Louisville that that new sheriff that they just brought in who just got fired from Atlanta. I don't know that that's going to help things, but mm-hmm. Well, Erica Shields is her name, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, she wasn't in Atlanta. She's obviously not very good at her job. Louisville's half
right.
the size of Atlanta, and so they bring somebody in that there's nobody in that department there.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I don't know. The Rayshard Brooks thing was a mess in Atlanta, and so she resigned after that, and she was basically forced into it. She should resign.
Right.
So I don't know. I wish Louisville the best, though, because I don't know if this is going to be a good thing.
All right, so what do we ask? Is there some social media commentary that comes out of this, Jay, do you think?
I mean, yeah, I think so many people have opinions one way or another on this. We can definitely ask a question.
Yeah.
Get you joining in on the conversation.
Well, it's good to get people's minds off of the stuff in Washington, I think. And this could be, at least in the serious side of things, a way of doing it. So follow us on social media, facebook.com/DJV show, Twitter @DJV show, 28 after.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
High blood pressure, the leading risk factor for heart attack and stroke, disproportionately impacts Black women. That's why the American Medical Association and other health groups have launched the Release the Pressure campaign with Essence. They're encouraging Black women to join them in a heart-healthy movement and take a pledge for better health. First, set a blood pressure goal and monitor your pressure at home. Then, put together a wellness plan and ask family and friends to encourage you along the way. To learn more or take the pledge, visit releasethepressure.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Stop the Steal protesters rushed Capitol Hill on Wednesday, the Electoral College certification of President-elect Joe Biden was completed after the delay.
The whole number of electors appointed to vote for Vice President of the United States is 538. Within that whole number, a majority is 270. The votes for Vice President of the United States are as follows. Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 306 votes. Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana has received 232 votes. The announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for the term beginning on the 20th day of January 2021, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the journals of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Chaos in the Capitol. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff. I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff and the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Legendary rapper Dr. Dre was hospitalized on Tuesday after reportedly suffering a brain aneurysm. Dre went on social media later in the day thanking his fans for their kind words, saying he's doing great and getting excellent care from his medical team at Caesar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
No spam here, just the facts and conversation. Well, sometimes we stretch things a little bit, you think? Victoria Keelan is saying to us, yeah, you think? Victoria is here, Doug Steffen is here, Jay Kirshner is here, we're at your service and on your side, trying to make things clear, because clarity for me is king. And there's certainly a lot of confusion and mumbo-jumbo. Trump finally has conceded that he lost, even though he said he got cheated. Okay.
That's news. Oh,
yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes.
What did what exactly did he say? Because yesterday he said he would never concede, so...
Yeah. Well, he's apparently broken. It only took a day for him. He vowed an orderly transition, admitted that he did get defeated. I totally disagree, however, with the outcome of the election. But, you know, okay, so what does that get you? That and a dime or a half a dollar or whatever you get for a cup of coffee these days. But clarifying, I think he's not about to do that because that's not in his style, but I think what we need here in our country at the moment is clarity. It'll be interesting to see, as you and Jennifer were pointing out, Victoria, in the last half hour, how things shake out here, because it is 50-50. Everything is going to be that goes through the Senate is going to require either some working together across the aisle, or is going to require Kamala Harris to come in and break the tie. And that, I don't think, is the right way for this to happen. That's not going to satisfy many people under the circumstances. So,
But just to be clear, so we don't get a lot of Trump supporters yelling at us, he did not concede. His exact statement, which was posted on a different Twitter account, because his Twitter account is still locked out. No, he said, quote, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again."
Okay.
So there's not a concession there, but at least he's going to leave.
Right.
I guess that's what he's saying. He'll move somewhere else.
It's interesting to see how his, because he does have that, you know, he's got a little ADD, got a lot of ADD. So when he gets out and realizes how much money he can make, I mean, he's always sort of made money or knew how to make money under the circumstances. There are so many different ways that he can make money. Look at the Obamas and what they've done since they left. $168 million that we know of in the first 4 years. The Clintons are now worth well over $200 million because of what the opportunities are that are presented to you when you're a former president of the United States.
Right.
Just that's what happens. So anyway.
I think a lot of people are wondering what going forward, you know, I think one of the things we can agree on across all the aisles is that America loves it when all of the former presidents are at the same event.
Yes,
and so it feels like there's a continuity and a united front. I think a lot of people are wondering how active Trump will be in those.
I don't think you can forget that. I don't see him with those guys at all. He hasn't been with them in any way, shape, or form.
No, he hasn't. Yeah.
Nah, so you can forget that. All right, now let's move on to COVID, if we can, for a few minutes. We've kind of ignored that today.
Oh, COVID's still a thing? I thought that was over.
We can only hope. Anyway, there's a doctor who died in Florida after he got the shot. What the heck's the story with that?
This is a really interesting story. So a Florida doctor, he's an OBGYN. He's 56 years old. He worked out of Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach. He suffered a hemorrhage stroke or a hemorrhagic stroke, they said resulting from a lack of platelets. And so what the medical examiners in Miami are looking into now is 3 days after he got his first Pfizer vaccination, his skin had red dots on it. And so that's a sign of internal bleeding. And so the reason, we do not know if this is vaccine related, but this is something that we're now going to hear a lot about and people having reactions that maybe it's coincidence or maybe it's vaccine related. So his wife said that he sought emergency care 3 days after his shot when he noticed all the dots on his skin because, you know, as a doctor, he knew that that meant internal bleeding. That led to a stroke. And so he had the blood clot. And we know that COVID causes blood clots. We do know that. There is a possibility that maybe he got the vaccine, it did nothing, but he actually had COVID too. So they're really looking into this now. According to a study that came out in 2003, in extremely rare cases, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine has also been linked to this exact same situation in young children. So the same condition can also be caused by a million other things: cancer, anemia, heavy drinking, a virus, some genetic condition, toxic chemicals. We don't really know yet, but this story is starting to go national because obviously, everyone wants to know if this vaccine is safe. You know, everything was really pushed through really quickly. Clinical trials were not, you know, they were not done on the same scale that typically a vaccine would be done on. And this is, as Dr. Jack Stockwell has mentioned on this show a bunch of times, this is a very different type of vaccine than we've ever used before or that has ever been approved. So there are a lot of big question marks that, you know, we just don't know. Our own Dr. Ken, as you mentioned earlier in the show, has gotten his first vaccination, his first shot. So I'm sure he'll be following this. This is also in his home state of Florida. So maybe he can offer some extra insight into this. But for right now, everyone's kind of just, it's you know, people are interested to see what the real cause of death was.
And that you'll hear Ken's explanation of his experience at GoodDayHealthShow.com. And you get your podcast there or wherever you get it, but that's something that is a main part of our conversation that's in the podcast that's now at gooddayhealthshow.com. I see Hillary Duff has gotten an eye infection after she took any number of tests. What does happen when you take, if you're testing yourself all the time, and some people are, they get a test every day or two.
Sure.
So she shared some of her adventures on Instagram, Jay, and I wonder what she said. Her eyes started to look weird.
Yeah, it was hurting a lot. She went to the emergency room, and she had an eye infection because of taking too many COVID-19 tests. I had no idea that was even possible.
I didn't either. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess because she's been on the set of Younger, which is a show on TV Land that's really popular, they're filming the final season now. They probably had medics doing the long swab, which goes all the way up your nasal passage.
Oh, awful. I've had it
and
three
so,
times.
Yeah, it is. No, I've had the short swab that goes up, and it makes your eyes tear up, and it's not comfortable. But I have not had the one that, as my friends have described it, it feels like your brain is getting touched.
Yeah,
so,
it does. It's awful.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So I'm suspecting that that's the type of test that she's had to have because they're filming in New York City, which has really strict COVID, you know, parameters for if you're allowed to film and things like that. So maybe she just had bacteria that got pushed so far up her nasal cavity that maybe it caused the eye infection.
Hey, Mac! How's Mac doing? I can hear Mac. Mac!
Yeah, he's talking
usually
to his
dogs
voice.
Barking, but now we have Mac.
Yeah. No, Mac. We get Mac. He's pretty good at the same time every day, right? He gets up and raring to go.
Yeah, the last two mornings, he is up and happy. Sometimes he's like, you know, ask
he's
the world.
He's
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, right. That's okay. He's at 6 months. He should be as vocal as possible. That's a good sign for a future broadcaster. Make lots of noise when you're a kid. That's what I did. I was always, people thought I was nuts because I always asked lots of questions. It was with me, especially on the farm. Why, what, who, huh? You know, that kind of stuff. I was always asking a lot of questions, and that's, I think, what served me fairly well as a curious Scorpio as well. Let's, while we're just for a moment on the virus, apparently the feds are going to introduce a program this week to administer the vaccines to the high-risk groups, older people, frontline workers at pharmacies. So this is a head-scratcher because the vaccine's been around for almost a month, and nobody's come up with a plan yet. This is the first plan that is coming. They're going to pass down to the states.
The states have been doing it on their own. They've been doing it without. We're now registered. My parents are registered. We're all set. In line in New Jersey.
What was the process? Because we don't have that here in Massachusetts.
Oh, it's super easy. My mom, who is she struggles with technology. She called me very proudly and said, "I registered Dad and me for the vaccine." So she figured it out, which means everyone can. Yeah. So it was super easy.
Cute. All right. Well, that's good. No question about that. In Pakistan, by the way, I thought you'd like this or find this interesting. The court there yesterday abolished virginity tests for women who are involved in assault cases. The practice is humiliating, they said, and casts suspicion on victims rather than the accused. You agree with that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Really? You don't agree with that?
I didn't say that. No, don't put words. No. I'm asking
all right.
you.
Yeah, I thought that was one that doesn't need to be asked.
No, it doesn't. I think that this, what's taken so long, I guess it's none of our business because
it's
Pakistan.
But it is Pakistan,
exactly.
Right.
And so that maybe explains a lot of it. All right, let's get to some weight loss stories. Then we're going to have some food news here on the DJV program. The success rate that people have who are using this fabulous product called Calitrin, the secret to the success, because these people... that there was a doctor and three nurses that just put together this as sort of a way to help some of their patients 23 years ago. And now the success rate in the millions. Success is based on not only losing the weight, but keeping it off. And that's why I have said, you know, you don't have to be on a special diet. You don't have to be using other products, but you can if you decide you maybe succumb to all the advertising at this time of year from all the various weight loss programs. Okay. So you decide you wanted to do one of them, spend a couple of more bucks and get the Calitrin success story applied to you in that once you lose the weight, you got to keep it off. What good is spending all that money to lose the weight if you don't keep it off? Calitrin will do that for you. Keep it off. Plus, there are other side benefits, as Victoria will tell you, like better sleep. There are lots of things that are explained well at toploss.com as to why this is the perfect choice for you to support your efforts now in the new year to lose that weight and keep it off. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. When you decide how many months you want to buy, you'll get twice as many because that's the way the deal works. You buy three and you get six. So cover the entire family. Keep yourself healthy and fit. Go to toploss.com when you check out. Have to pay even shipping charges when you use the discount code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The jobs of the future are in the tech sector, and the future is happening in Calgary, Alberta. And one exciting and growing field is AI, or artificial intelligence, where Calgary-based AltaML is developing AI software with something called computer vision. And one way computer vision works is to help interpret your pet's behavior, as the AI can actually detect the mood and well-being of, let's say, your cat. Lucas Shear from AltaML explains.
That's an example of artificial intelligence called computer vision, and a lot of what we do in different industries is training computers to see and understand things that people can be trained to see and understand. That example of cat health is a really classic example, but we've built computer vision solutions in a bunch of different industries.
For opportunities in the Calgary tech scene, head over to livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's see what's going on here. This is good news, Victoria. You'll love this. Mm-hmm. If you're a seafood lover like I am, well, the sad story is, the real story is, you're ingesting pieces of plastic. Thousands.
This is terrible.
Whether you like clam chowder, oysters, scallops, any kind of mollusk, they are collecting, you know, especially depending on where they fish them. If it's off the coast of Asia, there's all kinds of crap in the crustaceans there, lobster, shrimp, crab, fragments. This is disgusting, really.
It is. And this is, you know, even plastic baby bottles. Jay, you've got a little one. Yeah, all the plastic bits that little babies are ingesting. It's horrible.
I was astounded to see this. Because I originally got glass bottles, but I'm super clumsy. And I was like, you know what? Glass bottles probably aren't the way to go. I'm going to drop it and it's going to shatter. So we went the plastic bottle route. But now I'm kind of like, I might pull out those glass bottles again.
Yeah. Just to be extra safe. Yep.
Starbucks has unveiled some new winter menu items. Who's interested in this? Pistachio latte?
That sounds terrible to me.
It does sound
awful. I like eating pistachios, but yeah. I don't really love I don't like pistachio ice cream. I don't like the flavor that they pull from the pistachio, and I think that this as a latte is probably terrible.
Honey almond milk cold brew? That's a bunch of crap because it is
milk.
Oh,
that's good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
That one's good.
Again, I'm going to put some real milk in it, will you please? That's garbage. All right, well, there it is. It's 10 before the hour. This is the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Remember, this is the theme from The Rock?
It's not. This is Blues Traveler.
Right. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. But I've forgotten what we're... I've forgotten my instructions to the staff. Okay, don't bring the music in until we do the commercial. So, Chuck Curry is here. We're going to... I gave away half of the premise of our conversation, but we'll get the other half in a moment right after this.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Now, this sounds more like it. Yeah, I remember this theme. I'm trying to remember who did it. This was a typical Jerry Bruckheimer sort of sound for movies that he produces. And he produced it. This one, The Rock. When I first heard, when I was first thinking about this, The Rock has his own theme song? Because when you hear The Rock now today, you don't think about the movie
much
as you do the actor who calls himself The Rock. But at any rate, this is from one of the best action flicks of the, probably of the 20th, of the late 20th century. Anyway, Chucker, right?
Don't we completely 100% agree. Nicolas Cage's birthday is today, 57 years old. That was theme music from The Rock, a Michael Bay directed movie co-starring Sean Connery. Beside the original Die Hard, which came out in 1988, I think The Rock is the second best American action movie produced in the last 30 years.
Ed Harris
Great
plays
movie.
a good heavy in it, because you're not really that heavy. The heavier guys are. I can never remember the actor's name who has the baby face, who's been very prolific in movies and television. He was in the Mile. What the hell was what's that guy's name?
Oh, David Morse.
Morse. Thank you.
He's really good. He had a really good run in film. But if you look at Nicolas Cage's career as a whole, some of the stuff he's done is iconic. I think Face Off is another great genre movie. John Woo's Face Off with John Travolta. He won an Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas. He was in Con Air, a very popular genre action movie.
Yeah.
National Treasure, he did two of them for Disney. But if you look at his bio, in the last decade or more, he's done mostly, almost exclusively, directed DVD movies that you could find on your Walmart shelf every 2 weeks. And the reason is, why has he gone this route? Now, the story is that he had a massive IRS problem. He owed a lot of money to the IRS. He had to make quick money. I guess he spent most of his money. And he just got addicted to doing these quick payoff films. They probably fly him in. He probably shoots some of this stuff in a weekend or a week the most. They probably pay him between $250,000 and $1 million. And he takes that money, and he's done this for 10 years. Which is sort of a shame, because I really like him. I think he's a really interesting, quirky, a little bit over the top personality. But and he's developed a really cult.
What do you suppose? How
it
are
is
people?
Weird. It is very weird.
When they first meet him, what sort of an impression do you think he would leave on you if you walked up to
probably
him in the street?
He's a weird dude, right?
He's definitely a little out there. But I love The Rock. The Rock is an awesome movie.
It is, but aren't a lot of actors out there? Anyway, I mean, is that what it takes to be a good actor, to be kind of off your rocker? Look at some of these people that have been great actors. I mean, Phoenix is a pretty good example of it, right?
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix, if you look at a guy like Johnny Depp, even Robert De Niro, when you watch them on a talk show as an interview, sitting at a desk, they're pretty awful. And they make you feel uncomfortable, because you wait for them to say something, and they basically almost don't speak. The host usually has to nudge them into saying something more than two or three words at a time, but put them in front of a camera, and the director yells, action, and some of these people, some of them, not all of them, are, you know, fairly brilliant at their craft. And it's just interesting how the mind works.
It takes somebody special to be able to learn. I know my friend Jonathan Tucker, who's the star of that new NBC movie, Debris. He learns lines. He just absorbs them. And, yesterday he was doing some stuff with us in our project, and he was in the makeup chair, ready to shoot some more for the TV show. And he's looking at his lines, and he's talking to Wes at the same at the same time. It takes a special sort, I think, to do that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.